It's 10:30 a.m. and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Natalie Sequeira. It's a cloudy 7 degrees outside our East York studios today. In the news, after counting down the days, people across the world finally got to watch as Prince William and Kate Middleton tied the knot earlier this morning. The much-awaited display of the dress didn't disappoint. The elegant gown was designed by Sarah Burton with a dramatic veil and medium-length train. Another much-awaited decision? What title the Queen would give the couple? Well, they are now the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, although the public probably won't let go of Princess Kate anytime soon. Moving to the election, there are just over 2 days of campaigning left for candidates. Stephen Harper and Michael Ignatieff have stopped attacking each other and turned their attention on Jack Layton. Yesterday's Nanos poll showed Layton's popularity climbing, while the others dipped. Ignatieff is asking voters to put Layton under the microscope, much as he has been in the past. Layton, though, is taking it all in stride. He's talking about attacks on issues like climate change and poverty. Layton is asking Canadians to give him just 100 days to deliver on his promises if elected. It's no secret that the Tories have been targeting the ethnic vote in their campaigns. But a recent slip-up between Etobicoke Centre's Ted Opitz's office and a few ethnic groups in Etobicoke stepped on a few too many toes. Here's my report.
I'm outside the Doubletree Hotel in Etobicoke, where a group is protesting an email that was sent out on Tuesday. The email asked for ethnic groups from the riding to show up to the rally in their, quote, ethnic costume to stand behind Prime Minister Stephen Harper in a photo op. So a bunch of people quickly got together and organized a counter-rally in 1 day. They decided to stand outside the Conservative rally in their ethnic dress to protest being used as ethnic props. Salman Khan is a Ryerson student who came to the rally to show his support to the group.
That's something that we feel that the Conservative government is indicative of, showing a lack of respect to people, to racialized groups.
Waleed Kogali is one of the organizers. He wants ethnic groups to be treated as normal Canadians.
We're sick and tired of it. We want to be treated as Canadians.
The email was sent out by Selko Zadarek, who was a staff member of Ted Opitz's campaign team. Opitz is the Conservative candidate in the riding. He said the email was sent without his knowledge, and Zadarek has since been let go from the campaign. But David Fernandez, who was dressed up as a Portuguese banana farmer, thinks it's all a big excuse.
What are the chances that some random staffers all over the country are just sending out emails completely of their own volition?
A Conservative Party spokesperson has said the email was a mistake. Harper has said it doesn't represent his party's approach. This is Natalie Sequeira for Observer Radio News in Etobicoke.
In local news, the city's facing a bit of a cleanup after high winds wreaked havoc yesterday. Trees were uprooted and there were isolated power outages. A section of Bloor Street East was closed to traffic after the brick facade of a building flew off. Winds also gusted across other parts of southern Ontario. There was one fatality in the Niagara region, where a man was struck by a door blown off a building. Turning now to sports. The Canucks played a patient game last night to beat the Nashville Predators 1-0 in their first game of the Western Conference semifinal series. Chris Higgins scored the goal 12 minutes into the second period. The Canucks played on just 1 day's rest after beating the Chicago Blackhawks 2-1 on Tuesday. Fans are gearing up for the biggest mixed martial arts event in history right here in Toronto tomorrow night. Over 55,000 people are expected at the Ultimate Fighting Championships at the Rogers Centre. The big game on the card at UFC 129 is between welterweight champ GSP, who's fighting Jake Shields. And in baseball, the Blue Jays are heading to New York tomorrow to play the Yankees at night. They won their game 5-2 against the Texas Rangers the other day. Canadian sprinter Okiki Akinremi has been ranked one of the world's top 20 sprinters. Now as a trainer, he's donating a series of training sessions for 4 Special Olympics athletes. Founded in 1968, the Special Olympics was created for athletes with an intellectual disability. Paul Etherington, co-founder of the Canadian organization Motion Ball, to which Akinremi donated, explains the significance.
You get a chance to meet these athletes and their families. They're so special, but they've been given this, you know, bum card, and they have this disability, and by sport, we can enrich their lives and we can help them to become more active members of society.
Akinremi says he's happy to give back to the athletes any way he can. He helps the athletes improve their speed and technique at his studio in Scarborough. The athletes, 3 of them sprinters, 1 a rhythmic gymnast, will be competing this June in Athens, Greece. He's confident that they'll return with gold medals for Canada. In entertainment, MTV debuted its first digitally oriented O Music Awards last night. The awards were broadcast on Facebook, MTV websites, and mobile apps instead of TV, and are based on the popularity of webcasting and social media. And if you're heading to the movies this weekend, check out the newly released Fast Five. It's the fifth installment in the Fast and the Furious franchise, reuniting stars from every chapter. Other hits this weekend are Prom and the animated Hoodwinked 2, Hood vs. Evil. And that's Observer Radio News. For more, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Natalie Sequeira, wishing you all a great day.